Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Mac Attack Show. This is your host, J-Mac, and I'm delighted and excited that you are here with us on today. And I want you to give it up for our very special guest, none other than the great actor, breakout star, so many things. Give it up for Vaughn Hebron, wherever you are. Give it up for Vaughn Hebron. Vaughn, welcome to the Mac Attack Show, man. Would you mind telling us about yourself? I'll just break out with this. I'll begin with this. It was just funny to me because I go on Google and I type in Vaughn Hebron. And when I see football player, I'm automatically thinking it's you. Yeah, I forgot that there was a Vaughn Hebron that was a great running back for the Broncos years ago. So some people may not know that you are a star athlete or some other things about yourself. I'm not going to steal your thunder. Representing Baltimore, I'm going to just say that much. But Vaughn, tell us about yourself.
Gotcha. Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me on the show. Pleasure to be here. Secondly, if people Google my name, my father is actually the one who played in the league, and he played from like 90 to 98, the Eagles and the Broncos. So right now, me and him are kind of having a competition with what information on Google is actually going to show up first. It'll have some of my pictures and then his age, or it'll have his age and like his family and stuff, and then my information mixed in there. So it's two different things right now. But originally from Baltimore, Maryland, oldest of 10 kids, between my mother and my stepfather, and then my father and my stepmother. So I've always, had a lot of responsibility growing up, come from a big family, and come from a very religious, strict background with my stepfather as well. So growing up, played sports all my life. So, when I put the game, that was something that was very much in line with that. Played sports all my life, went to college at Lafayette College, Pennsylvania, where I was also playing running back. And then after college, I got into pharmaceutical sales. A lot of people thought I got into, if acting, a lot of people asked me if acting was always a lifelong dream. And I'll tell them that it was something that I kind of came across later in my career when I wanted to change in my life. I wanted to change in my career and what I was doing to really make myself happy. So I got into pharmaceuticals immediately after college, and I was selling pharmaceutical sales for 3 years. And then I made a switch into acting. And I guess the thing that got me into acting really is, like I said, just wanting to be fulfilled, wanting to have something that I could really sink my teeth into and gets me out of bed and gets me motivated. And I just didn't want to go through the motions at such a young age in my life. And so I moved to Atlanta, started doing some classes, started doing a couple short films. And like 8 months later, I moved to LA. And thankfully, it's been nothing but a blessing. 4 years later, now I'm here. So.
Awesome, awesome. So for those that may not recognize the voice, this young man, you may have seen him on Kiki, Do You Love Me? You may have seen him on Tyler Perry's The Oval. He was a great star on Tyler Perry's The Oval. You may have seen him on King Richard, amen, representing Compton. Or you may have seen him most recently on The Game playing Jameson Fields. Great name, by the way.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And so, was that?
I said, I knew you would like the name.
Oh, yeah. It's a good name. Good, strong name. So you have a quote on your bio that says, I had the rest of my life to work, but I didn't have the rest of my life to be happy. And just even based on what you just told us, one of the things I like about your story is you never stopped dreaming. You decided at an early age, well, what some consider an early age in life, that you're going to give things your best shot. You're going to keep going, keep moving forward. But I could just imagine making that transition from corporate America and pharmaceutical sales to step out on the dream that millions of people do, but don't accomplish even the success that you've had thus far. And I'm believing God has even greater in store for you for your future. What was that like stepping out on faith? Yeah. And I don't know if you had any skeptics. I don't know if you had anybody in your ear saying, hey, are you sure? But I just want you to share with us, especially for those who are wrestling with a dream and right. stepping out on faith. What was that like, stepping out on faith and believing that things would work out?
Yeah, you know, it was, it took a lot of, it was scary. You know, it was scary, especially because growing up, you know, a lot of us grow up and we have this systematic path of success laid out or presented to us. Like, you know, you go to school, you go to college, you graduate, you get a good job, you get, you know, you make so much money in that, you get married, you have kids, you get a house, you know, it's kind of laid out. And so to kind of divulge from that and kind of steer away from that a little bit is scary at first, because it's like, what will people think? Will this be successful? Will I actually make it? You know, and leaving pharmaceutical sales, I mean, that's a good job. I had a really good job, you know? So for me, it was like, if I never give myself a chance, or if I never give myself a shot, how will I know what would happen? It was like I had to just say, I'm going to give it my all. I'm going to give it my best shot. And if it doesn't work out, that means it wasn't meant to work out. But if I never try, then I'll never know. And so I think that mentality of, if it doesn't work out, it wasn't meant to, but at least I gave it a chance. I think that was the most secure and most comforting feeling for me, because it was like, it's okay to fail. You know, it's okay to fail. It's okay for things not to work out. But if you don't put your best foot forward to it, and if you don't really give it a shot, then how would you ever know? And I'd rather try and fail than not try and be miserable the rest of my life. And so also with that said, you know, what I was doing at the time, it was like I said, I had the rest of my life to work. But if you spend your whole life working and you never take a chance on these dreams that you have, the passions that God puts in your heart, then how will you know that you ever really achieved your happiness? You're just going off of something else, a systematic version of success. So yeah, it was scary, man. It was a lot of unknowns. It was a lot of question marks, but it was really one day at a time, one plan at a time, one step at a time. And before you know it, things just started to open up. Like, because I did this, 5 months down the later, something came from one action that I did 5 months ago. And it was like, oh, I didn't know that this would lead to this, but I just followed my heart. I just followed my intuition, what I felt passionate about at the time. And then it turned into something else. So yeah, man, it's really a walking by faith scenario, because everything that you do, you're just trusting that it will work out. You don't know if it will, you don't know what's gonna happen from it, but you're trusting that something good is gonna come from it. And then before you know it, a plethora or a number of good things have happened for it, and now you have a lifestyle.
Awesome. I agree wholeheartedly. It sounds like the old adage, pray like everything depends on God, but work like it depends on you. And also I often tell people this, whether it's ministry, whatever field you're in, if you do things in an excellent way, mm-hmm. with integrity, mm-hmm. Then that can open up the door for other opportunities. So ever since I've known you, almost 10 years now, you have had a standard of excellence, with whether it was football at Lafayette, whether it's in your pharmaceutical sales career. How has that translated or transitioned into your acting career? Do you practice over and over again? Like, what is it you do even to set yourself apart from the competition, if you will?
Yeah. So the thing for me is, I guess because of my sports background, because of my stepfather being in the military, you know, I've always had like discipline and structure associated with how I do things. So I wasn't one of those people that said, hey, I want to start acting and, you know, let me find an agent or a manager or somebody to put me on. I was like, where is the best place for me to start getting good and start working towards this dream? And so the best place obviously is class. So my first move to get into acting was joining a class. And so with that said, now I it's funny because I put it like this, you know, I went to Lafayette for undergrad and I went to acting classes for my grad school program. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been in acting classes literally for like 4.5 years now. And now I'm getting these opportunities, you know, going from Zeus to BET and Tyler Perry to CBS and Paramount. So as I've completed my grad courses of acting and I've been taking these classes for 4.5 years, now the opportunities are getting better, just like they would somebody else who graduates from grad school and now they got, you know, a chance at a bigger job or a better position. So there's always been structure and discipline in what I've been doing. And with that said, I look at it as competition as well. And, you know, some actors have a different mentality when it comes to, you know, what's yours is for you and there's no competition for it. I agree that what's yours is going to come to you if you work hard at it, if you're ready when the opportunity comes. But also, you know, being an athlete at heart, I like the competitive nature of it, because when there comes a role that you have to audition for and it comes down to you and another guy, you know what I mean? It's like, all right, who's going to outshine? Who's going to do better? And sometimes it's the politics involved in it, but that's sports as well, you know, but at the end of the day, it's a competition. So it's a healthy competition. You want to compete, you want to do better, you want to do good, and you want to get that job. So because it's competition, I do the best I can with being consistent with my studies, being consistent with my techniques, being consistent with keeping up with the industry and watching movies and television to make sure that I have an advantage or that I'm ready when the opportunity comes. And also when those opportunities come and I book them, that I am able to perform at a higher level and keep on getting better, because I know where I want to go with this, you know, so I can't be complacent.
Awesome. Awesome. Hey, man, great stuff. I love the competition. Now, I do have a question, because I know how much you grind. I know how much you get on the Grizzly. Yeah. Do you make sure you take breaks, have some balance? Like, and could you speak to that? Because some people are just on go, and I'm speaking about myself as well. Some people mm-hmm. just stay on go. How important is it to have a healthy balance, whether it's exercise, rest? What are some things you could recommend without going into your whole personal routine? Just could you speak to that?
Well, I'll speak towards the mentality and the mental health behind taking breaks first. And I would say that at the beginning of my journey with acting, I was consumed by working. And I was consumed by, you know, trying to get on, trying to get my first big break, acting. If it wasn't about acting, I wasn't trying to be involved in it. And then I went home on Christmas break, and it was about after 2 years of being in LA. And I went home and my brother was married. He had a kid. There were some changes in my mother and my father's life. And basically I realized that time was not waiting for me to book. Time wasn't waiting for me to like say, okay, now I can start living my life. So when I got back to LA, I realized that while I'm pursuing these dreams and while I'm working hard, I still need to live my life because I'm not getting younger and time is passing and I still need to be able to say, who am I outside of just the actor? You see what I'm saying? So the mental health and the mental benefit behind taking a break, making sure that you still water other parts of your life, making sure that you're still developing as not just a professional or a career person, but as a person in general is of the utmost importance, because what you do in your personal life is going to affect your work life too. And so going now to the physical part of it, like for me, I work out many, many times a week. But on the weekends and on days off, I chill, man. I chill, I relax. I make sure I recover. I make sure I get up with my friends. I make sure, you know, Sundays, I'm still going to church. like I'm still making sure that I water other parts of my life, because if I just, again, hang my hat on working all the time, I'm not going to be full. I'm not going to have that much substance.
Right, right. Good stuff, good stuff. All right, man, just a few more questions. You've been awesome. I appreciate you.
Sure.
So you're the new guy, somewhat the new guy on the block on the show, The Game. What's that like coming in with a crew that has been working with each other much longer? What's that like, you know, seeing other actors that you've watched over the years and now you're working with them? What's that experience like?
Yeah, man, it's like, you know, it's like going into the big leagues. You're the rookie. You know, now you get a chance to play with the vets that you've been fans of, the vets that you grew up watching. And now you get to be a part of their story and, you know, you get to show what you got as well. So it's at first it was a little nerve-wracking. You know, I was nervous. I'm like, uh-oh, this is a different ball game now. So-and-so, they've done this, they've got this, they got these accolades. And, you know, I looked at it as a learning experience at first. And it still is a learning experience. But as I got to play a little bit and I got a little comfortable, you know, it's, again, going back to being an athlete. Either you're going to rise to the occasion or you're not. So I looked at it as like a little nerve-wracking at first, and then I looked at it as a challenge. And then I looked at it as something that, okay, I can actually play with these guys and do my thing as well. So now I get to have a little fun. So it was just one of those things that just made me elevate myself to get to their level and to make sure that I'm holding my own. And then now it's a place where I'm like, yo, I'm holding my own. Now we really creating some good stuff here. But stepping into the legacy of The Game, man, by itself is just, I grew up watching The Game. A lot of us did. And it's definitely become something that's so, in my opinion, a great example of Black culture and something that this generation can really hang its hat on. So to be a part of that and to put my own pen in this story is just, it's surreal, it's an honor, and I'm very appreciative.
Amen, awesome, man. I'll just say this, you don't have to expound upon it. There are other roles where I'm like, how did Vaughn not get this part? I mean, he played football. I'm not asking you to go there.
What I will say is everything for a reason, you know, everything for a reason. And who knows what would have happened if I booked these other roles before. You know, other things might not have opened up for me. And, you know, also looking at it from an actor's perspective, I don't know if I was ready for it. A role like that back when it was first casted, or when these other roles were first casted, you know, it was like, where was I in my development? Where was I in my chops? And the thing that you don't want to do, and this is why, you know, having God on your side is always great, because he'll make sure that you don't get something that you're not ready for.
Amen. And actually, without divulging or giving out what two roles I'm thinking about, way God works, if you were locked into one particular show or series, you may not have been available for this.
Exactly.
And God has opened multiple doors since that particular role came out.
Exactly.
And so God is just amazing. Everything works out in God's timing, and we just have to trust the process and trust God. So
trust the process, trust God, man. That's all you can do.
Yeah. Awesome. All right, this week is Thanksgiving. This is my last question I'm gonna ask. What are you thankful for?
It's a lot, man. Ultimately, I think I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for the grace that God has given me, man, has shown me, because. You know, to go out on a limb and chase your dream and for things to go your way and to not go your way, and most of the time it's not going to go your way. And for, it's just, I've just been very reflective this week since I've been back to LA, as far as like where I've started from, not being able to make rent some months, you know, having four or five jobs when I first started out just to make rent, just to stay off the streets. And then now I'm like super blessed. I have a show, career is going well. You know, it's just you look at it and it's like, I don't know how I made it. You know, one day at a time, one month at a time, one week at a time. And somehow he still provided. Somehow he just made a way out of no way. And so I'm thankful for each of those times leading me up here and allowing me to be where I am now. So I'm just thankful for God's grace, man. I'm just thankful for his continual love for me and just allowing me to be here.
Amen. Awesome, man. I too am grateful for God's grace, and I'm grateful for you taking time out of your schedule to be with us on today. Any final words, any words of encouragement for anybody who needs to step out on faith, or anybody who might be in that space where there are a lot of questions, there's a lot of concern? Any final encouraging words that you can give to the people?
I guess my final word would be just, you know, go for it. Just go for it and give yourself a chance at your own happiness. Not anybody else's happiness, not anybody else's version of happiness. Give yourself a chance at what you really want to do to make your life be what you want it to be. Give yourself a chance.
Amen. I hear that, and we should receive that. If you try, yes, there's a chance you could fail. But if you don't try, there's no chance you can win. Exactly. Shout out to Vaughn Hebron. Thank you for being here with us. This is the Mac Attack Show. We love you all. Have a happy Thanksgiving. God bless.
God bless.